sitting down with us right now, one of the stories of the offseason. I think he had the number one moment of training camp when he kidnapped someone's child after the Dak interception. Kair Elam on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube with a sweet hat as well. Good morning, man. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning.
Are you an early morning guy? How'd they convince you to
be our first
guest?
No, I was already up at 6. I was already up at 6. I left at 6, so yeah, I'm a morning guy.
Have you heard us this morning? Be loud. Have you heard us talking?
Nah.
Okay,
that's good.
That's been a 15-year problem here.
They got the music playing. And
whoever is controlling that?
Yeah, Slow Jams.
That's my stuff.
Yeah,
oldies, right there. What were they just playing, Bobby?
They were playing Benny King, Stand By Me.
Oldie but goodie, yeah.
Yeah, so, good stuff.
Do you like oldies? Okay. You want to start with the good news or the bad news for with our co-host? All right, so good news?
Yeah, no, bad news.
Oh, bad news.
Bad news.
Oh, eat my vegetables first. He's saying that's a bad thing. Okay, all right. So you're not a vegetable guy.
No, some vegetables, some not.
All right. The bad news is you are sitting next to someone who despises your university in the SEC.
That's right.
Tennessee Volunteer RJ Choppy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think we did beat you once in your time there. Maybe.
The Gators
I ain't never lose to Tennessee. Not when I was there.
The Gators on your hatred SEC scale, where and why?
Well, I was there in the 90s. They were number one. They were number one that. That was like the rivalry, right?
Because they were the best.
Well, it was us and that. The only two teams that won the SEC when I was there was Florida and Tennessee. It was Florida.
Understand.
It was Florida.
Who were your coaches and quarterbacks there?
Dan Mullen. Same as Dak. He had him at Mississippi State. But Dan Mullen was my head coach for 3 years.
And quarterbacks?
Quarterback was we had Felipe Franks. He got hurt. And then Kyle Trask took over. He played amazing. He got drafted in the second round. And then my last year were Emory Jones and Anthony Richardson. Those were my two, my last year.
And Anthony was...
He was the backup. He didn't play.
Okay.
He had little packages.
Could you tell he was a freak in practice?
Yeah. So when I was a freshman playing in a bowl game for practice, he was still in high school. He had just early enrolled, and nobody knew who he was. And he went to practice one day as a scout team quarterback and just, like, ran over a few people. He had, like, a cannon for an arm. It was like, oh, we found out real fast who that was.
Who's the bigger physical freak, Anthony Richardson or Joe Milton?
Ooh. See, they're both great in their own ways, you know what I mean? Obviously, they're all developing into going to be stars when they get the opportunity again. But, I mean, I feel like they're both great in their own ways, to be honest with you.
What a great political answer.
Yeah.
Now, the good news, your car in your IG profile.
Yeah.
Choppy's a Fast and Furious fan, so I asked him to look up that. What type of car is that?
That's a Lamborghini.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's not my car, though.
Is that yours?
No.
You can't post someone else's car.
No.
It's a hell of a waste of vision.
No, a millionaire, man.
Whose car is it?
I don't know who car that is. That's just something that...
That's your dream car. That's what you're aspiring for.
You can say that. I love the car, but, you know, that's not my car. It's such a deeper meaning behind that one.
So I'm curious, right.
What is the deeper meaning?
We're going to see.
Okay.
All right. you're a sports car guy over big SUV, truck, whatever.
Yeah. I have a truck and I have a sports car. I have two cars, but I mean, I'm not into speeding. Like when I was younger, you want to see what the car can do and all that, but you're going
to
get there when you get
there. Yeah, you
went to
Florida,
not
Georgia.
I'm going to get there when I get there.
That's right.
So, it's too many incidents. And then Florida, where I'm from, they just passed like a super speeding law. Like, you can't go over 100 more than once. It's no point in speeding no more. So, I mean, I love the sound of it, though. But
do you rev under a bridge?
Nah. I don't mature, man. I don't mature.
Kyrie Elam joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. You got traded here this offseason, and it was really interesting. We talked about it at the time. Right afterwards, Brandon Bean, I think it was, had spoken to the media, and he had been like, man, nobody works harder than Kyrie. We think he just kind of needs a change of scenery and then that he's going to be able to flourish. Did you feel similarly leaving Buffalo? Did you feel like, hey, really all I need is a reset and I'm going to find my footing and get where I want to be?
I feel like earlier on when I was in Buffalo, I got discouraged. You know what I mean? Because I was always successful. My hard work always like paved the way for me, and, you know, just sacrifices just always paved the way for me to be successful, right? So going into Buffalo, like, I had the same expectations. So, like, I not earning a starting job, like it was just – it was tough. Tough pill to swallow my first my first year or two. But then my third year, like, I feel like I did everything the right way, you know, like, performed the right way leading up to earn a starting job or whatever, still didn't get it, whatever. So, you know, just – trying to stay ready, but also, like, being inactive for so long, it was kind of like, you know, I'm starting to grow, like, believing in myself and, like, just saying screw it. Like, I'm still him. Like, I still can play this game. It's just, I just need like some different eyes looking at me. You know what I mean? So, I continue to put my head down and work. You know what I mean? So, you know, God got the rest.
You have so many tie-ins to the organization in terms of, you know, your dad Abram had played here two different times. I know he also played with the Jets where Brian Schottenheimer's there. You were a Florida guy. Schottenheimer's a Florida guy. And so, I mean, there are these different connections here for the area. Was there a sense of familiarity coming into this situation, even though it was new? Was it like, this is kind of the best of both worlds? It's comfort, but it's also a little bit of a reset? Familiarity?
Nah, no, I wouldn't say that. It was still, everything was still new, but I was excited, you know, for the opportunity. Like I said, I've never met Coach Schottenheimer until I got here. I've never, you know, met, like, majority of the guys, maybe when I was maybe like a baby, maybe probably. but no, I never, you know, I never had a relationship with those guys. So it was just a blessing to be able to meet them and start to build this relationship so we can go win. That's it.
What were some of your, like, earliest, most special NFL memories and moments traveling around with your dad? Yeah. Was there a player you were just dying to meet? Was there a memory that kind of first pops in, whether it be Cowboys or other?
Yeah, I remember being here in Dallas. I was a kid, man. That was 2000. My dad's first stint here was like 2006 to 2007 season. So I was probably like five. So I remember being, you know what I mean, in Arlington. Was that for the new stadium? I'm not sure if that was the new stadium.
That was old.
I remember being at the stadium previously. I remember taking a picture in Roy Williams' locker, the receiver here. So I remember a few things, but not like too detailed. Yeah.
Which heat is worse between Texas and Florida?
It's two different ones because Florida, that humidity is bad.
Yeah.
Man. As soon as you step outside, you start to feel like musky and sweaty. And then here, it's just like you just like baked from the inside out, like a cookie or something, like in the oven. So, I mean, they both sneak up on you. But, I mean, nah, I think the Texas heat sneaks on you worse, though, because it's just, you just baking, though. But, yeah, it's like, I compare, it's like a sauna. And like a steam room, like Florida's a steam room. Here's a sauna. They still bad, but I think Texas sneak up on you more.
It is an oven. All right. Now, from while we're out here, this weather or the Buffalo training camp weather?
Oh, this one for sure. This one for sure, for sure. Yeah, this one's what. Yeah.
Are the Buffalo wings that good?
Yeah.
What's different about them? I'm
not gonna lie. I swear to you, I didn't believe in that when I first got. I was like, bro, there's no way wings could be better, you know, in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Like, I just thought it was a myth because, like, how can they be better? Like, you know what I mean?
They're chicken wings.
They're
hot sauce.
I mean, everybody gets the same from the same mass producer of chicken. So, like, where, like, how could the wings be that much better? Like, they use a different sauce or something. But then I tried it, and I'm not going to lie, they have the best wings I've ever had.
Is it the meat or the sauce or both?
I couldn't even tell you. They are the best wings I've ever had in my life. Buffalo legit.
So Buffalo wings in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Or barbecue in Texas. What is the better food delicacy?
I can't eat the same thing all the time, you know, so I crave different things. So it just depends on what you're craving at the time, to be honest with you.
Man, you're a good politician. He don't want to insult that Texas barbecue.
Hey, man. You know, I just
he learned from his dad.
Just telling the truth. Just telling the truth.
Kyrie Elam right here on the fan.
Have you had yourself a brisket sando yet?
Yeah. Hutchins barbecue's amazing.
You should try Hurtado.
You gotta tell me where to go. You gotta tell me where. I've been to Hutchins a few times. It's really good.
Kyrie Elam joining us here on the fan. So one of the things you talked about when you got here was you had made a reference to the culture here and how just strong you feel like it is, and that's been a big point from Brian Schottenheimer since he got here.
Facts.
I guess just talk about what feels different here, and what kind of role and importance do you think culture plays on field success?
Mm-hmm. I mean, here, I mean, it's style over scheme. And that's something that's preached from the top down. You know, Coach Schottenheimer and Coach Eberflus, you know what I mean? That's from the top down. Like, we can call anything, you know what I mean? As long as we're playing to our standard, you know, we can line up and compete with anybody. Coach effort first. You always got to be full speed to the ball, you know what I mean? No matter what, you know what I mean? Hypothetically, a guy can bust a play, sprint to the ball, go punch it out, and then he's a success. You know what I mean? It went from the no-no to a yes-yes. So, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, we coach effort first. And you know, guys are always flying around, running to the ball, being physical. Like, we coach that first. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to stay consistent with every day, along with technique, you know what I mean? So, it's been a blessing, man. It's just been continually just trying to stay a consistent dog for the team. That's all I'm trying to do.
Everyone is thrilled and excited over having George Pickens here now. Give mm-hmm. our fans and listeners a little idea of what it's like lining up against him with his skill set and game.
Yeah. George and CD are two different receivers. They are two different receivers, you know what I mean? But I think CD being along with George is going to help each other out because you can't double both of them, you know what I mean? You're going to have to line up and you're going to have to – you know, man on man. So I feel like George is like, he's going to be, God willing, he has all the tools to be a great player, not saying he's not already, but even better than what he's shown in the past, just because, you know, Dak's going to give him opportunities. And they're two different receivers, and I feel like he has all the tools to be like very successful.
When did you decide that you were going to pick up the young fan and celebrate with him? At what moment of practice did you eye that out?
As soon as I seen him, like, as soon as I caught the pick, I turned, I said, oh yeah, it's his time.
As soon as you saw him after catching the pick,
I swear to God, as soon as everybody's like, that was that planned? I was like, nah, that was not planned, man. That was just we locked eyes and I said, oh yeah.
Because you seem like a reserve guy right now, then boom, that's like the whole team, you know, the Simba references.
Yeah.
I thought that was the best moment of camp so far, showing like the unification of everyone too.
Yeah,
along with like Overshown running down the sideline after Malik's pick.
Yeah.
So that was a cool thing.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Hey, Overshown looks healthy, right? He looked healthy.
He said that was about 70%, and he still looked healthy. He's my favorite personality so far on the team. No offense to you. He's just energy.
Yeah.
Right? Who have you become tight with personality wise so far early on?
All the DBs, for real, for real. I would say when I first got here, Wanye, Dak reached out to me when I first got here. Like, it was just pretty cool to see, like, you know, guys were, you know, trying to like reach out to me, you know what I mean? Cause when I first got here, like, my goal was to just like, I'm not going to introduce myself to nobody. Like, I'm just continue to work how I work and let, you know, guys, you know, see that and want to gravitate towards me, you know?
Yeah.
It was pretty cool to see, you know what I mean? Just cause I feel like you have to build a brotherhood to go win, you know? So I feel like guys understand that.
Hey, man, we appreciate you. You are our first guest of training camp.
I appreciate that.
And keep it up. You've been one of the exciting storylines of the entire offseason. Keep crushing it, and we'll see you later on today.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you guys having me.
Thank you. Kair Elam sitting down with us here in the Wild Fork Foods hot seat. WildForkFoods.com, elite game day grilling favorites. Let's sit down with our guy. You guys make up, Choppy?
Oh yeah!
Hang on! I caught you in a bad handshake.
Oh yeah!
All right, there you go.
He gave me a go balls on the way out.
Oh, he gave you a go balls.
The great Will Chambers text. He goes, "The SEC is a wild place." He went undefeated against Tennessee, but 500 against Kentucky in football. Go figure. How does that happen? SEC, man.
What and why did Jerry Jones say that yesterday? Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com. After this.